Well, it was a great game up at the Dave Gallagher grounds. The last time we were talking, it was 13-7. Newry had just got a try from their number 8. Rodney Wilson and Greg Harkin, their centre, had an absolute screamer of a conversion from a touchline to narrow to 6 points. And certainly the last 5 minutes, it was back to the wall from Letterkenny's point of view, because Newry, with the one behind them, won a bit of ball and their out half kept kicking the corners. And there was some sterling work from the Letterkenny pack. Two great turnovers. In fact, the turnover to end the game. And when the referee gave the penalty, I tell you, there was a lot of relief for all the Letterkenny players and supporters alike. Excellent result now through to the semi-final. Favourable draw. I'm not sure. I know Ofer are one of the teams there. Letterkenny and the UUC. I haven't been able to get a final score in that one. If I do get it before the end of the programme, I will phone it in. But certainly from Letterkenny's point of view, a hard-earned game. Terrible conditions weather-wise. Thankfully, the rain went off for the last 20 minutes, but the wind was really, really strong, blowing along the pitch. The pitch was very heavy underfoot, obviously, with the amount of rain it had been, so passing the ball was good. But again, it was the Limavady, or the Letterkenny set pieces that really stole the show. Their scrum was tremendous, and that led to a penalty try as well. But in the second half, especially when I talked about there, that when they're under the cosh, there was twice that Newry knocked on, and Limavady or Letterkenny were able to actually get the scrum really moving on that one. After 8 minutes, it was out half Ryan Mortimer who kicked the penalty, a very good one actually, because although it was pretty straightforward with the amount of wind, he judged it very, very well. Letterkenny kept on the attack, period of pressure just in around the 20-minute mark led to another penalty reasonably close in, and Mortimer this time judged his penalty superb to make it 6-0. And that was the score at half-time. Obviously, Letterkenny playing into the elements in the second half, things will maybe get a bit harder. But just on the 55-minute mark, they had a great spell of 5 minutes when they won a penalty. They kicked about the 22. They drove from there, and they managed to get a scrum about 10 metres out. In fact, it was a penalty, but they shunned the chance of 3 points. They went for the penalty. The first scrum moved forward about 3 or 4 metres. It was reset. The referee then got, and eventually they worked their way to the 5-metre line. And then on the third occasion, they just drove forward. The nearly front row went up in the air, and they had no way of stopping it. There was just a pile of bodies went over the line. The referee wasn't interested. He ran straight to the post. Penalty try. Mortimer converted, so 13-0. And that was a great platform for them, especially playing into the elements. And as I say, Newry then come back in the last, they got their try on 72 minutes to narrow to 13-7, and they put in a very, very strong finish. But Letterkenny will be delighted with that result, and now it sees them into the last four of the Gordon West Cup. Unfortunately, from City of Derry's point of view, they've managed to get a hat-trick, but not the sort of hat-trick they would want. That's now their third defeat in a row. It was 19-16, I think it was in about 60-odd minutes, and that was the final score. And I think it was a wee bit of indiscipline from Derry in the first half when they gave away penalties, and it looks as if Armagh took advantage. Armagh had a conversion and a try. Neil Burns, 2 penalties, that was 9-6, but then they had 2 further penalties to make it 16-6 at half-time. Derry came back then with a try by Simon Logue, converted by Burns, and then Andrew Semple kicked the penalty. Narrowing the score to 19-16. It should have added Armagh got another penalty in 19-16, and that's how it stayed. Derry, I think, stays a reasonably good comeback, but Armagh will have been delighted to have got that result, because that's a big 4 points for them. Derry do get a losing bonus point, but the cushion of all those points now is slowly but surely going away. They're still in a reasonably good position, having won so many games at the start of the year. But another blip in the last 2 or 3 games, and certainly it would be worrying times at Judges Road, because the last thing they want is to not to win that league outright and get clear of it. They're rather than be in a playoff positions. So the final scores from the 2 matches, the first in the Gordon West Cup quarter-final at the Dave Gallagher grounds, at the Letterkenny 13, Newry 7, and in the All-Ireland League Division 2B, up at Armagh, it was Armagh 19, City of Derry 16.